Forests in the Czech Republic will undergo some profound changes following the adoption of a new national forest program by the government on Wednesday. The plan seeks to change the composition of forests, introduce different kinds of trees, and even limit the numbers of game, all in the interest of making forests healthier. After years of disagreements, environmentalists, hunters, and forestry experts have finally reached agreement on what needs to be done. Jan Richter has the story.
Forests make up approximately one-third of Czech territory. They were severely damaged by industrial growth and insensitive management during the 40 years of communist rule, and ever since the fall of communism in 1989, there have been consistent efforts to remedy the damage. On Wednesday, the government adopted a new national forest program, which sets down measures to make Czech forests healthier. Petr Vorlíček is the spokesman for the Czech Agriculture Ministry.
It's a plan for forest management which will be followed until 2013. It contains individual measures, methods, legal provisions, and other steps which determine what should be done with forests and how they should change.
Similar concepts have been compiled in the past, but now, for the first time, the government invited various non-governmental organizations to participate. Jan Bláha, who heads the forest program of Friends of the Earth Czech Republic, says there are two major problems concerning Czech forests, which the new program will address.
The first one is the emissions of toxic acid and so on. And the second is forest management, which use clear cuts. The forest law limit the clear cuts only to the 1 hectare, which results in degradation of the forest soil. Furthermore, Czech forests are mainly spruce or pine monoculture and need urgently to improve the diversity of forest trees to put into the forest more of broadleaf trees and fir.
Another issue which needs to be solved is the high numbers of game that damage newly planted trees. The Agriculture Ministry spokesman says the National Forest Program is a result of a balanced consensus, but Jan Bláha of the Friends of the Earth says the talks were tough.
It was a hard and difficult negotiation because the stakeholders have another aims and another attitudes, the forest, of course. Therefore, I am quite satisfied with the result because we win many good parts of the National Forest Program.
The National Forest Program outlines measures to be applied until 2013. While some of the changes, for example, a more sensitive approach to timber production, can be applied almost immediately, experts agree that it will take several decades before spruce monocultures are replaced with more resistant broadleaf trees.
Jan Richter with that report.